With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be talking with the Peabody High School softball coach, Tony Palmieri. Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you.
All right, listen, I'm looking at some write-ups from last year, and I must ask you, I know, you know, some people say it's a long winter, but for you, I'm guessing it was a long summer, a long fall, and now we're into spring, because all the fantastic achievements you and your team had last year, and you came up, missed it by that much in the end. So what did that game tell you, and what have you thought about that game and your kids thought about that championship game?
I think, Rick, honestly, it made us hungry to get back there, but not only get back there this time, actually win it. I think, you know, for us playing somebody that has been there for four times and has won it four times, I think our kids maybe made the mistake of being complacent just getting there.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously we learned from that and we've grown from that. So I think we're even, you know, we're even better this year and ready for it even more.
Well, you have such a young team, and you know, I don't want to say it was easy, but you were able to win with some ease in quite a few games, and you built up a heritage, a culture of winning last year that the kids certainly embraced. But yeah, I suppose you can get a little overconfident at times, but I don't think you let your team do that, and I wonder how much did the ride out there affect you guys, because that's a long ride.
Oh, geez, it's funny you bring that up. So that ride was tough that day. You know, we were in a bus together, and we thought that was the way to go, you know, being together and getting out there as a team. But unfortunately, we took the long way to UMass,
yep,
Amherst, and it took us about 3.5 to almost 4 hours on that bus.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a killer.
Was this a school?
We were at a gas station, and the kids had to change there. Yeah, that was tough. But, you know, we made that mistake, too, so now we've learned from that.
Ah. Was it a school bus or a luxury coach?
It was at least the luxury coach, so that was
good. Helps a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, coach. I know I played JV football down in Texas, and we had a four-hour bus ride one time on a Thursday to go down to from Killeen to San Antonio in a school bus. And it was a night game, and we got back to Killeen at 3 a.m., and we had to be at the varsity game, of course, the next day on Friday.
Oh, my God.
So it was something else. But I empathize. And, you know, that's part of the deal. However, if you look at the film, your kids are competitive. They're always competitive, and as I said, you missed it by this much. So the hunger you talk about, I'm thinking that your returning players know what it takes to get there, and they must feel good that they're not going to be overconfident. They're going to work at it.
Yes, these kids, especially on this team this year, I mean, it's easy to get, like you're saying, overconfident in this area, but they know the talent out there and what we have to face to win and get to that level again. So I don't think anybody on this team will ever be complacent with where they are.
It's funny, I talk with the prep coaches a lot on all different sports, and you know, they get the cream of the crop, and they win a lot of state championships, but each of those coaches talks about the very same thing, you know. The kids are used to winning, they want to win, but it's a culture thing, and you have to really work at it. And I think that if you keep teaching the way that you do, it'll be, you know, let me ask you something, Tony. You have a very young team, still, am I right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
What have they taught you? I mean, I'm talking with Coach Ingram when he's coaching Gloucester football, he'd say every now and then a player would come over and say, Coach, did you see this? Did you see that? Can I do this? Do you get that in softball from kids? Because you have a lot of practice and it gets pretty rote out there, but are there sometimes situations where a kid will see something and maybe you didn't?
Yeah, and not only that will happen once in a while, maybe they'll remind me of something like that the hitter did in the previous at bat.
Mm-hmm.
That will always help, which is great knowledge to have as a player. But then, like, even just maybe certain pitches that are working,
mm-hmm,
or pitchers better that day, they're always coming up to me and communicating that. So you learn to kind of trust them more as you go. So that's what they've taught me, like, to be able to trust this team in what they're saying to me and relaying the messages to me.
It's sort of like a mirror thing, isn't it? Because you teach them something, and then they finally get it, and they say, hey, coach, I'm doing it. I can do this, right?
Yeah, it is. It is a pretty good feeling. Actually,
okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right, coach, tell me about this team, because you have so many I don't want to use the word famous name. Well, yeah, what the heck. In Peabody, the names are famous, the last names. And you have a young, experienced squad. So go through it for me.
Yes. So, well, returning this year, I mean, we have, like, the major part of our lineup back. Obviously, Abby Betancourt and Isabel Betancourt, pitcher and catcher. It's unbelievable to have that battery back again. I think it's one of the toughest batteries in the state, if not the toughest. Then we have, they're both captains this year. Then we have Penny Spack, who is an outfielder for us. She's a captain this year. Big, strong kid. Huge bat for us again. Logan Lamazny's back. Now, she played second last year, made some unbelievable plays in big games, and she's probably going to go to short this year for us. But she's one of those kids who, you know, as the game gets more intense or more on the line, Logan tends to play even better. So that's huge to have defensively and offensively. Mm-hmm. Kylie Doolin, also back. This kid is like a total utility player. One of our stronger hitters, always makes contact. She's going to play pretty much infield and outfield for us this year, depending on, you know, who's pitching. And then we have one more, Avery Greco, who played a solid center field for us. But she's also pitching this year. She got a little hurt last year, couldn't pitch as much, but she's back and stronger than ever, too. So to have her as our number two is great. And then we get Alana Sweeney, who played right. She's also back, and a couple other kids that were in and out of right field that are also back. So mm-hmm. We're looking pretty good, Rick.
I'm just thinking, man, if I'm a coach in the conference, I'm saying, what the hell are these guys doing? Oh, my God, they're back. They're back. Oh, Lordy, coach, that is terrific.
Exciting.
Do you, and is there a theme that you could share with us about this particular season? I know some coaches, they pick a theme or they pick an objective or a target, and that becomes the theme sort of for the year. Some coaches will do it, some coaches won't. Some coaches will tell us about it, and some coaches won't. I know Coach Jackson, when he was coaching Marblehead, he would never tell us what his goals were until the end of the season. And I guess that's smart.
Obviously, Rick, the ones I could share with you without giving out too much information are our goal we set for these kids is to win the state tournament, because that's the highest that we can go. So obviously we're all on the same page with that, but the coaching staff likes to, get everybody on the same page and working as a family. We're very big on family, mm-hmm. and when we're on the field with these kids, that's exactly what it feels like, especially with this year's team. I can't say it enough, like, just the people that they are, and how they are as teammates, it's unstoppable, really, mm-hmm. the chemistry and stuff, so... we're just all excited to be together every day.
That's tremendous.
That's huge. Yeah.
When my daughter played varsity lacrosse over in Gloucester, she it was our turn to do the spaghetti dinner one time, and I can't tell you how astounded I was on how these girls, how they eat, the appetite they have, the politeness for one thing. They were, but man, oh man, we can't just keep making this stuff, and they were woofing it down. And of course, they're all athletes, so so it must be good to have the spaghetti dinners back after COVID.
Yes, yes, that is a big part of it too. Yep, the camaraderie.
That helps.
Great.
All right, Coach. Finally, I think I want to ask you about your schedule. Maybe the biggest challenge within the league, and maybe your non-conference games.
So the biggest challenge within the league, I mean, all these teams, that's another thing we tell the kids, you really can't take anybody lightly. At the end of the day, you know, they're high school kids, so something's going on and they're having a bad day, and that can change the whole game, the whole outcome, and another team's having a good day. So, you know, we don't take anybody lightly in the league. So we approach every game the same as far as that goes. But just to get even... maybe even more or better competition, we went outside the league and got Central Catholic. We had to play a lot of Catholic schools and private schools. Mm-hmm. It's tough to find people that, you know, were willing to play the team. But We went to Amesbury, who won the state tournament for Division III last year. Mm-hmm. We have them a couple times. We have Brooks Academy, and we have Austin Prep.
Ooh, okay.
So we try to load up on that end. We're also playing Fenwick, which is supposed to be a good game as well. So.
Well, I'll tell you, Coach, you have a real special group of young women there who gave us so much joy watching you guys last year. And, of course, not to put any pressure on, but we expect the same this year, if not more.
Yes, I do, too.
I know you do.
Pressure, Rick. Keep it coming.
Okay. Coach, I'll talk with you during the season, and good luck. Thank you so much, and for heaven's sake, stay healthy.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah. Bye-bye. That is Tony Palmieri. Let me try that again. It's Tony Palmieri, who is the Peabody High School softball coach, and they missed it. The state champions runner-up last year. Just a fabulous season and a tremendous team. So they're going to be quite a challenge here on the North Shore. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.